Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio. Responding to it for? Man, here I am, 39 years old, actually finna have a cyber beef with somebody, a female. And then the fucked up part is, it's your child's mother that's doing the slandering. Like, if we go back and forth, like, this somehow, some way, this ain't going to get back to this child.
I mean, especially if y'all friends with the kid.
Right. It just, I mean.
So if your kid got a Facebook page, then your kid see everything y'all saying about each other. And his friends or her friends.
Right.
Man, what's up with your mom and daddy, man?
Right. Man, what kills me is that the shit that they say is just like, man, I can't understand it.
Man, I don't even check that shit no more, dog. I post about the show and play the fucking games, man. That's it. That's it, man. Fuck Facebook.
I mean, it rains farther than Facebook. Well, okay, I'm asking, like, ladies, well, how do y'all feel about it? Let's start with you, man. How you feel about it?
I mean, I don't be on there, and I think it's crazy for you to be going back and forth with somebody in public like that, especially if you're going to post it right out there for everybody to see all in your business.
Everybody in your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get mad when a motherfucker say something, they ask you about it. Why you out in my exactly. business? You put it out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, true. That's the first thing come out.
Who told you that? Facebook. Dumb motherfucker, Facebook told me. You told me. That shit is crazy, man.
I think people think because they can delete it, but that don't mean the people didn't get a chance to see it before it was deleted.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. So I feel your pain on that. Ever since they I stopped doing that stuff, man. They started posting pictures of the dead babies and stuff like that, man. I'm done with that shit, man.
Because
it's free, open source, you know what I'm saying? You can communicate with people and so forth. That's cool, but sometimes, man, people take shit too goddamn far, man. Just because you could put it out there don't mean you should actually put it out there.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, cause I, you know, as far as that go, man, now that stuff I don't even think twice about. It's just that right there. I don't even think twice about even looking at that. But it's just like, then the people that you see that be doing it, the funny part is when you see them with the same motherfucker
that they were talking about.
Yeah. My baby daddy ain't shit. Is that the other? Then you go outside, let's say, for instance, you go to the mall. And they sitting there together.
Like, ain't nothing wrong.
Right. I mean, I just want to know, is it just, I just want your attention. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is all the attention thing.
Yeah, but it's better ways to get somebody's attention, man.
Not true that, but I mean, all right.
You talk about me on Facebook. It's going to get my attention, but it's going to be a negative way. It ain't going to be nothing positive.
Nevertheless, some people feel like it's whether it's good or bad, attention is attention. And for the most part, we've all been young before. And with that being said, let me ask, what was the wildest thing you did to get somebody's attention?
Who, me?
Yeah. Have you done anything wild to get somebody's attention?
No, not really wild. I used to write lyrics to slow songs and give it to a girl, man. That's how I got attention. And sign my name at the bottom like I wrote that shit in my own words.
But what if
everybody done it?
Nah, I ain't never done that.
Oh, my goodness.
You ain't never broken lyrics down to a song.
Oh, no.
And tried to slide it off like it's yours.
No.
This how I really feel about you, baby.
No, I mean, no, hell no. I ain't never done that. But my thought process is that she probably didn't heard this song.
No. Mm-mm. That's why you go back to, like, the Ohio Players, the OJs, shit you know she ain't listening to. Shit your mama listen to.
Then her mama probably listen to also?
Hey, man, that shit worked in high school, dog. They had no clue that I'm writing Lenny William lyrics. They didn't know. That shit worked. Janine Liquor Store, y'all ain't never had a man to give y'all a poem that was lyrics to a goddamn song.
Oh.
Trying to fool you. Talking about this from me to you, this how I really feel. And saying their name like they actually wrote it. Come on, now.
No, I can't be
the only one that's done some shit like that.
Yeah, I think you are. At least on here anyway.
Well, fuck, it worked.
Did it?
Yeah, it worked. Jeez, man, I had motherfuckers thinking I was a goddamn lyricist. You should write songs for people. I know, but nah. I'm going to the service.
Like it was
awesome. Straight up.
Right, like
straight up, man. Like,
well, fucking OJ.
Hey, y'all ain't never. You ain't never wrote a poem, man. You know how you take a girl's name, the initials, and write it out in a poem? Like, A is for the applause that you receive every time you walk in the room. You know, and then her next letter. You ain't never done that shit before?
No.
Man, I was a smooth motherfucker, boy. That shit used to be tight.
Okay, now, man. I mean, and not trying to say nothing bad, but, dog, we talking 84, 85.
That shit didn't work no more.
Oh, exactly.
Well, hey. You said the wildest thing, and that's the wildest thing I did. I stole lyrics.
I feel you. And yeah, that was pretty wild, because if you ever got busted, this motherfucker writing motherfucking Barry White on me. Fuck him.
As long as they don't show it to their mama, I got a shot.
Right.
Baby, I got this song. Hold on. Let me put the song on. Read the words and listen to the song. Hey, that motherfucker is bullshit. That shit ain't, he
didn't
write that shit.
Come back to you out and tell Barry White I said thanks. You lying motherfucker.
Hey. Well, what you got? What you do? What's the wildest thing you do for attention?
I don't know. I'm doing some things, man. I don't know. I'm doing some crazy things for attention. But before I go to me, I'm going to go to Liquor Store. Liquor Store, why the thing you can do for attention?
I don't know. I remember one time, I must have been about 17, 18. I lured this dude to my house. I liked him. I don't remember what I said to get him there, but it worked. And when he got there, I had... You know what I'm saying? I had the little rose petals going up the stairs, and I had cooked then. It was low budget, you know, shit, some chicken, some Kool-Aid, macaroni and cheese, something like that. And, yeah, we started going together after that.
Well, not to bust up your party, but where was your mom at? You got rose petals on my goddamn floor, up down my goddamn stairs? Are you crazy?
Right.
That's what my mama would have said.
The fuck is this shit going on?
Right.
Get
you
your ass
get
down
this,
here.
Get right. Get this shit up now. And she better not be up in that motherfucking room. I'm going to fuck you and her up. You get called all kind of old trifling. Get that old stinking bitch out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. Get the bitch up out of there. Hey,
you be thinking in your mind that she ain't gonna be no bitch. He ain't gonna be no nothing bitch. You don't say that, but that's what you think. Call out her name one more time. He Get that bitch out of my
house.
Worry. Okay.
Don't worry. I was about to say, don't worry. It's coming. Didn't I tell you to get this bitch out of my house?
I like her, man. She ain't no bitch. What you say? Nothing.
Hey, turn around, look at her. Bitch, you gotta go.
You gotta go. My mama said, I can't have no company.
Bitch, you gotta go.
That's when you flip it.
Words. In my mama words.
Nah, I mean, shit. You either gonna call her that door, she gonna knock the fuck out of you. But see, you gotta prove to your mama that she don't mean shit.
Right,
oh,
you gotta flip it.
Yeah,
you gotta
love
flip it. You just got me in trouble now. I knew
right.
I shouldn't have fucked with you in the first place.
Bitch.
You gotta go, man. What
okay,
about you, Gene?
What about me? I don't know.
You don't remember nothing wild and crazy you did for some attention? To let him know that you like him? Other than that, check yes or check no if you like me?
I don't remember anything that I've done. Like, out of the way.
Okay. Well, while you think about it, I got one, dog. I got one. I got one idea, man. It was a chick used to stay, like, right next door to us, right? So, I mean, this is like, you know, I was grown then. And, you know, her, you know, I would always see her. You know, I would see her. She would see me. So, you know, like, damn. I do something to get this girl's attention. You know, so this one particular morning, you know, I would always say she would always come to the door with a gown, you know, a little gown on. You know, I think it was like the one upspin, like, okay, I might come to the door with my shirt off. She might come to the door with a gown on. I might open the door, got my boxes on. For high sex. So this one day I just said, fuck it. I'm going to go all out. I just opened the door, butt, booty, ass, naked. Fuck it. Just stood there. Look down. You like? Can I come over? You know, and she looked at me like, this motherfucker is butt naked. Next thing you know, I just think, the fucked up part is I seen her mama come to the door. I don't know if I froze. Or if I just said, fuck it, let your mama see. But I just stood there, dog. I stood there, and I let her mama see. I don't know, man. I wound up, hey, it must have worked, because after that I got the number. But I think that was probably the wildest thing. Not to say that I purposely wanted her mama to see, but, I mean, I don't know, dog. I think I just froze.
I'm about to say, who number did you get? The mama on the door. Mama,
like,
bitch, mama, shit, you don't know what to do with that.
I got the daughter's number, but the mama always, after that, she was a little bit nice. Hey, how you doing? All right.
You better be glad your mama boyfriend didn't answer the door. What the fuck, man? Get your ass up out of here from in front of my goddamn door with no goddamn clothes. Baby! Baby! What the fuck you want?
I mean, but damn, dog. I mean, it was crazy because it was like, you know, ladies, y'all know how y'all play the one-up game. Oh. And it was like, she was just like first it was like the T-shirt and some shorts. Next thing you know, just a T-shirt. And if you know, just a gown, you know, okay, hold up. And I mean, I prepared myself. I'm like, okay, you can do this. You can do this. And I seen in the door, and I just opened the door, and I'm just standing there. And then it, the fucked up part is I seen her mama come. You know how somebody like, all right, baby, I'm finna get ready and go. I'm like, oh, shit. She was like, "Lord."
I just seen call the police on your ass.
Yeah, I wouldn't say nothing for it. to the mother for a long time. I would see mother go the other way. And she's just like, hey, baby. Oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I remember that day I seen you and all your nakedness.
Man, I wish a motherfucker came to my door to my trying to see my sister butt ass naked. Get your motherfucking ass from in front of my goddamn door.
Nah, but you gotta understand, you gotta understand we stay like right across from each other, so you know. It was like I had to go out to get the newspaper, the mail, my mailbox was right there. So, you know, you just go in, you know, reach out and get your mail and come back in the house.
Mm-hmm. Knock on my door, you be running your happy naked ass right back across the street.
I never went across the street. I never went out the door. That's just it.
He just opened the door.
I don't give a fuck. Slash, step your ass right back to your crib. Come see my sister butt ass naked. The fuck is wrong with you?
He said, coming to see, man. It's not like I walked out the door. Well, like I just.
I don't give a fuck. I heard a knock at the door, and the motherfucker was standing there, butt ass naked, talking about, hey, your sister here. What? Yeah, she here. Hold on, dog. Come on in.
Well, I would expect that you would shoot a motherfucker if he knocked on your door, butt ass naked.
Hell yeah, be like, man, motherfucker, you showing your shit to my wife?
I'm dating
her mama. I don't know. That's crazy.
She gonna send you out for some butter. Baby, I can't make these pancakes without the butter. Can you go to the store? No, you gotta go to the store and have it.
Right, they got that log cabin. That's the only place they sell it.
That's the only place to sell them.
No,
but
I like my log cabin. That's the shit I wouldn't have tried. I don't want no attention that goddamn bad.
Only
a whole face nigga can do some shit like that, and it works.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, hell, you got to, I mean, my thing was like this, you got to experiment. You got to experiment. I mean, I'd rather go through life saying, okay, I remember when I did then, and I wish I would have.
That's true.
You know, not just me. Fuck it. I mean, it wasn't.
You have a whole new
nickname. What's happening? Worst
that can
happen. Somebody say,
you
know,
I mean,
shit, fuck it.
At
least you try.
Right.
No, yeah, but he be known through the hood as a naked man. That's the naked man right there.
That might just work in my face. Y'all might
know those dudes. We were just wondering when was the next showing.
Right. See, y'all might be talking shit all year, man. That fuck motherfucker got naked. Your girlfriend talk about, yes, he did. Right here in front of your house. Right in front of your house, nigga. Shit. I mean, but seriously, dog. I mean, is it anything, just one thing, like, you could just say, well, damn, man, I wish I would, I wish I did it. I know it got to be something.
You know the whole thing that I wish I could have done? It's only one thing, man, that I wish I could have done. And I'll probably never, ever get a chance to do again. That would be have sex with Lenora.
Oh, my God.
Well,
the only thing I regret.
In high school, you know how you shared lockers, like somebody's locker was closer to your classroom or whatever? You know, so you wouldn't have to go so far. Well, I liked them. And so one day, I decorated his whole locker with pictures of me and fucking notes. And I used to draw in high school. I drew some shit and decorated his whole locker. That worked.
happened, so it did work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, dog, hold on now. I mean, in your defense, it wasn't that you didn't try. I think you just kind of went the wrong way about it.
Well, I still wish I would
have.
I mean,
man,
I did.
It's too late.
I know. You know, that's one of those regrets you're going to always have.
I mean, no.
That's one of those I wish I, like you said earlier, one of those I wish I could have.
Well,
I wish I would have.
I didn't tell you this back then, but your whole method was wrong, man. You was going on that friendship shit, you know, trying to be cool with her, trying to be a. You tried to smile the panties off of her. That didn't work.
You ain't got to tell me that, motherfucker. I know that didn't work. I can't do shit about it now.
I mean,
you should have told me then.
Well,
tell me 30 years later.
Okay, now let's be honest. Ah, shit. I was a preteen. Shit, I was, what, at the most 12, 13. Would you have listened to me back then?
Hell no.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna even lie. Hell to the no. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'll be looking for a brother on Facebook. I'll be typing that motherfucking name in like a motherfucker. Get you a Facebook page, motherfucker, so I can reach out. How you supposed to do?
What you
trying to reach out to
Noah for? You do know Janine,
I know.
Well, I mean, it's too late now.
I asked Janine to give her messages a while back. I ain't heard nothing from her, so I never brought it up.
You ain't
every
that.
Every time she called
the
show. I always told you to tell her I said what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
I always told you, hey. I can go back and archive it.
Uh-huh.
Anytime the show start, I'd be like, man, I hope she called. Did you tell her? Did you see her? She never brought it up, so I never brought it up. I didn't want to sound like a stalker or desperate or some shit like that.
Well, just flat out thirsty.
Right. I'm thirsty than a motherfucker, but I don't want anybody to know it. You never brought it up, so I never brought it up, but I'd be itching like a motherfucker. That's going to take in a private room and ask her.
You're going to ask her the fuck?
What we're talking about. No. I'm talking about I'm going to take Janine in the private room and be like, hey, what's up? Did you see her?
No.
Well,
I know that way anybody else on the show don't know.
Hold on.
Hey, we got a new call. Oh, okay, you guys. That's normally sunshine, but we know it's not sunshine.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was doing something. Hello. This is Selena.
Must be Selena.
Please leave me. Don't do that. Hey.
Sounds like she's falling down the damn stairs.
What's
your Doritos?
Goddammit. Kind of sound like that. No, I probably need stupid headphones because I'm doing something. Hello. Good God.
Well, what's happening with you? How you doing?
Nothing. I'm all right. And yourself?
Chilling. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I just woke up for the day. I'm just calling in, listening. I'm just going to listen because, you know, people like to tell me to shut the hell up and I ain't going no more.
Uh-oh. I know, man. I feel your pain. Motherfuckers just be rude about that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I think you told me to shut up before too, but it's all right.
I ain't never told you to shut up.
Nah, you haven't. Just a little rude ass call.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
See? You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying nothing, man.
My hands just
wrapped around your throat. That's just the way Pretty Tony feel. That's all.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Selena, let me ask you something, though. What was the wildest thing you ever done for attention?
Dyed my fucking hair.
Dyed your hair?
Dyed my hair. Dyed
my hair, bleached my hair, and I'm up in the bow here.
But we know that ain't sunshine.
Right.
That wasn't me to say that. It wasn't me.
It was one of y'all at the peanut gallery.
Sunshine, what are you saying for some attention?
You said what now?
What are the things you done did for some attention?
Things that I've done for attention?
Yeah, the wildest thing. Hey, cover that baby mouth. Damn.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
You can hear him?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, let me put this on mute or something. I don't know how you see all that.
There we go. My girl. All right, Sunshine, what are the things you did for attention?
Shit, I don't know.
You know, women admit that they did some
old fuck up. Attention from a man?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure you did something.
Duh.
No, wow, you don't
really?
Get down. We know you don't get down like that, so of course you got to be a man.
Yeah.
Selfish.
I leave.
Selfish.
I mean, you feel that saying from your parents, from kids, you know, some of us was neglected as kids. I mean, shit.
But think about what show you just called. You really think we talking about your parents?
But y'all cover a wide range of topics.
Just like a woman, it can't be wrong. All right, whatever you say. I'm so tired of these damn women swearing everything. Oh, Lord. Woosah. All right,
yeah,
come on.
That's what I see. You want to pitch on your forehead?
All right.
I don't know. For attention? I don't know.
I guess being you, the only two that did some wild shit, huh?
Yes,
I do stuff just because, not trying to get nobody's attention. Like, I walk around the house naked sometimes just because I want to.
Right.
No, what he's saying is everybody, every time you got somebody that you like, it's something you do to let that person know you like them other than just going to them and saying, hey, I like you. You like me? You know, you do something to get his attention. What's some of the things you do to get that man's attention? You know, one of the craziest things you ever done to get a man's attention?
you know, flashed him and then ran, or, you know, some shit like that.
Hold on, man.
I flashed somebody, but we were together when I flashed him.
Okay, you did it to get his attention.
No, not really. I guess.
Okay,
here we go. I don't know. I guess if that's what you call it. I mean, we were married, so shit.
Never mind.
That's what you want to call it for.
Never mind.
I mean, I didn't hear y'all examples as to what y'all said, so.
Right, what y'all did for attention, shit. Maybe we get out of this. Might be the one up north, maybe. Somebody got to ask that.
That's your damn problem, man. Shit. Make time for it. Make the fucking time for it.
I got 99 problems. That show ain't one.
See, that's the problem of mine. That's your fucking problem. This motherfucker wonder why we stay into it.
I got a special place for my hands right around your damn throat. And they're about to catch your ass.
Yeah.
I thought this dude was you. Almost hit reverse on his ass and ran him clean over.
Sorry, my foot got a special place for you.
No, that's right. Don't miss that.
Come on, all that you think I can?
I'm just saying. Oh, God. What you done for attention? What have you done for attention?
You should have called in earlier.
Strike the other one, okay? Strike motherfucking one.
I'm just saying.
That's what's up. I was asleep, though. It's cool.
I mean, ain't nobody saying nothing.
I mean, because nobody be on it. It ain't hard to get no attention from a dude. Shit.
Oh, everybody do shit for attention. Come on, now. Everybody do shit for attention, man or woman.
I mean, but ain't nobody
you
doing no off the train nothing. Please, these nuts we got walking around here now. It ain't hard to get no damn attention from them.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that what y'all think?
These damn yo-yos walking around here, it ain't hard. You can get a picture before you get $5 up out of my. How about that?
I give up, man.
You should. Hey, you should.
This has been a bad day already. And you know what? I quit.
You had a bad day?
Let me finish it off.
So the hell's the
Wow. Wow.
Okay, well, nobody never done nothing crazy, so.
I know. Fuck.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Well, how about just some examples of...
Wait, I got something. I don't know if this is considered... I just thought this was for something considered being nasty.
Right.
But I had this guy come over to my mama's house. And you know, you teenagers, your mother wanted him to sit in the living room. He couldn't come in the room or nothing like that. So I was, like, messing with her. So I, like, stood up on the couch and acted like I was getting something from off top of one of the shelves so he could look up under my skirt.
See, that's pretty wild. Because I would have looked.
I forgot to see it. But all up under that motherfucker.
I
could put the feet. Plenty motherfuckers and act like they out of tie their shoe and look underneath a skirt. You sitting there with your legs wide open, I got to tie my shoe.
Yeah,
looking
yeah.
like
mm-hmm.
one. Mm-hmm. Shit, why
why not? It's right there.
She ain't got no panties on.
Oh, shit. Don't say that shit. Everybody dropping their pencils. Everybody class is dropping their pencils. She ain't got no panties on. She ain't got no panties on. Well, she got on black panties.
Junior high school.
I believe that. I mean, shit. Don't let them have no black panties on. I mean, I seen the hair. What the fuck is this black panties?
Yeah, that's gross.
Hey, that was fun. That was all part of being a kid.
I bet.
Hell yeah.
Did y'all used to walk around with mirrors so y'all can look at the girls' dresses?
No, I ain't never done that.
Like, you know what? I never quite went that far. I would just do some shit like just try to pull that motherfucker up without you really noticing it.
Oh, hold on, dog. We got a new call. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on?
Well, hello.
What's up, bro?
All right, well, let me ask you, dog. What was the wildest thing you ever done for attention?
From a female. Wildest thing I ever done for attention.
That box.
I don't know. That's gonna be part of it. So I have to think on that when I come back.
Make us feel like we some perverts or something.
All right.
You motherfuckers.
I hate I said something.
I mean, shit. I mean, hell, me coming to the door naked, that just must have been that would have been ultimate sin to these motherfuckers, huh?
That's the type of
with the beer wipes on in your hand.
I don't do that plenty of times. That's okay.
The question is, what have you done to let somebody know that you like them? Something crazy.
I mean,
everybody likes somebody, but you got to let that motherfucker know you like them. What's some of the shit you done to let a motherfucker know you like
them? Shit, I done sent the motherfucker 74 roses up to a damn thug before.
74. What's the number in 74?
I'm a little gangbanger back in the day. It was 74 blue roses.
Oh, flowers. That shit going right in the other thing.
You down with that 7-4-8 and a 6, huh?
Or something. I'm a grown ass man now.
Oh, my God.
You
should
have got, like, 7 blue and 4 black. I mean, you actually bought 74 separate
roses. You would have came out a whole lot cheaper with 7 blue with the 4 black ones.
Well, see, the lady told me I shouldn't have sent no black ones anyway. But
yeah, they say black is a symbol of death. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was in the gang. What the hell? Dead man walking anyway.
I sent 74 flowers.
74 individual roses.
Mm-hmm.
Blue ones at that.
You had to go to a lot of motherfucking different flower shops, didn't you?
No. Big color. They basically, what they do is they get all white roses, and then they just they spray them blue. You get whatever color rose you want, shit. Gold, orange, whatever color you want.
Man, motherfucker sent me 74 roses. I'm locking all the doors, all the windows.
Hell yeah.
This motherfucker got some issues. Right.
what the fuck am I for? Where am I going to put 74 roses?
I'll be calling my girl. Hey, girl, this motherfucker sent me 74 roses. Come get some.
I see.
I ain't got nowhere to put all this shit.
You the call. You get my roses? Yeah. And please don't ever call me again. Click. That's
right.
Why I sit 74 roses. Damn. Mm-hmm.
That's a bunch of change, man.
Yeah.
Roses, them motherfuckers ain't cheap.
Well, they say for that chicken, if you got it.
Well, I ain't got it.
No, I didn't say that's tricking. I say that's expensive.
I said it ain't chicken if you got it. Just an expression.
I don't give a fuck how much money you got. 74 rolls is still expensive. At the end of the day. Did you hit it?
I hit it numerous times.
Yeah, with 74 roses, you should have a couple of rain checks.
I know, right? She should still hold me pussy off 13 years ago.
Hell yeah, I'd be calling right now. Hey, you remember all them roses that I sent you? I'm married now, Kat. I don't give a damn. I sent you 74 roses. I think it's that time.
Hell yeah. Bees all around the motherfucking house. Where all these goddamn bees coming from?
Goddamn roses.
Right. Bees everywhere in this motherfucker.
Hey, you know what? With that being said, all right, now, ladies, let me ask. Do y'all ever feel like y'all owe a motherfucker some pussy? Like, well, he did do this. So, yeah, I do owe him some. Do y'all ever feel like that?
No.
Never? Oh, man, I know. I'm... Selena.
What?
Do you ever feel like you owe somebody some pussy?
You must have hit me. Hell no, fuck no, hell no, nah, fuck no. Not never. I can't
never.
See it. That never even crossed my mind. Never. Oh, nobody, nothing. Shit. Nobody giving nobody nothing.
Okay. Well, damn.
I want some pussy. Somebody got past me.
If I bought you a house, you don't think I should? You owe me something anytime I wanted something.
See,
I just bought you a fucking house.
See, you won't buy me no house. That's why I don't be letting people buy nothing for me. Just give me the money. That way you can accept it. I bought you this. No, you don't know what you bought. Oh, nah, I wouldn't care what you bought. Now, if I chose to get that's different. Like, oh, well, nobody no coochie. Shit.
Damn, so wait a minute. All right, okay, damn, we heard you. Damn. Somebody got time.
Oh, shit. Damn.
All right,
wrong one.
Okay.
So y'all ain't never heard that? Y'all ain't never had a dude do something so good to y'all, you like, I'm sucking this nigga dick to me.
That ain't how you feel. You should have said
What are you putting together? Or what are you doing?
A DM, y'all can hear that?
Yeah.
Sound like you working on a goddamn car. You dropping an engine or something?
Just chill. Nobody dropping no engine. Okay, I quit. I'm done.
Thank you, baby. Thank
you. Okay.
You ain't never felt like you owe. You never felt like you owe some pussy to nobody.
I didn't say that.
I'm asking.
Oh yeah, I've been in that position. Yeah. Where somebody did something so sweet, so special, or whatever, and, you know, it was just like, oh, yeah, this motherfucker deserves some good pussy tonight, yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
There you go. Okay. You got one. Selena, can you stop?
I'm not doing nothing. I'm sitting here. Now, how are you going to keep saying it's me? I ain't doing shit.
I'm going to bust my damn head to the white meat and stuff. Oh, God.
You better quit fronting on me. I ain't doing nothing. Now, I'm sitting right here.
Okay. All right.
Don't make me mad.
Sunshine. That's this motherfucker name left. All right.
What y'all mean? I put it on mute so y'all didn't hear the background.
I was on mute. Oh, God. This is going to be a long night. I can see that now.
Long as you know.
All right, hey, did you hear the question?
Yes, sir, I did.
Have you ever felt that you owe somebody something?
Well, no, not that I owe them. They might have did something for me and I wanted to do it.
Damn. Okay. All right. Janine?
Yeah. I have, I don't know, I just can't use that word, I owe you. I guess that's the word I use.
Okay, well, what better term would y'all rather use then?
I mean, if you did something really nice, sometimes, yeah, we feel like, oh yeah, so I'm an extra. I'm gonna suck the shit out of it tonight. But it's not because I feel like I owe you. I feel like I want to do it. I want to do
right.
That for you.
Oh, that's some point.
Wait. I wouldn't want to be with somebody where I feel like I owe you something because you did something nice for me.
All right.
Well, what? Okay.
That's the reason why we do nice shit.
Right.
Okay, well then I do nice stuff for you. But that don't mean like I'm gonna become like nigga, you owe me. You see what I'm saying?
It don't
we
sound
don't
like
that.
I think y'all taking it a whole different way.
I'm taking this whole conversation a whole different way.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. If a woman comes to me and say, nigga, you owe me, that's
not
kind of sexy to me.
You owe me a lick. So get to it.
Right. That's what I'm kind of sexy. Get that.
Bend over, bust it up, sir.
What you doing? I guess I got. Yeah, I'm coming out my clothes, I'm like, well, guess I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all
right.
The place.
Let me repay this debt.
Yeah. I got you.
Oh, goodness.
Shit, speaking of which, some city members still owe me. I ain't forget.
Damn,
God.
A double Super Bowl done came and passed since then, huh?
I was just agreeing to say that. That was two Super Bowls ago.
Damn, who won that Super Bowl? I can't even remember.
I can't remember.
That's why I had it on me.
When was the Giants?
Two Super Bowls ago? No, that was Philly. Pittsburgh. Wasn't it Pittsburgh that won 2 years ago? It was Pittsburgh Patriots, and Pittsburgh took it.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, it was the Giants and the Patriots.
Yeah, you're right. Pick it up, the Giants.
Oh, okay. All right. So, what was it? Pittsburgh hadn't been a year before that then.
Well, dog, I tried to broker your deal way back then, but I don't know what happened. Hey, I tried to help you out, bro.
Helped.
the client.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. You never did get paid. Wow.
And whoever's going to be in Gary's tomorrow, I will be at Shaw's tomorrow night.
What is Shaw's?
Shit.
The club?
Yeah. I'm
if you were from Gary, you would know. You would know where Shaw's is.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
You no longer a Gary native, so, you know, you disowned Gary, remember?
No, but I'm going to be in Gary this weekend, though.
Uh-huh.
Google it.
I'll be in Gary tomorrow. Shaw's is a little over here, spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's happening at Shaw's? It's an over here spot? That's my kind of place.
My cousin, she bartends there, so I'll probably be going up in there tomorrow when I get up there.
Free drinks?
Probably.
Did you say your name? Did you say your name?
Hey,
I'm with her.
Probably so.
I can just say I'm with you then, right? I'm with her.
Oh, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
I know about that.
Hey, Tommy, you got somewhere to go tomorrow.
Yeah,
man. I mean, where is it at? What street is it on?
Google
it.
GPS
it. It's only left in Virginia, man. Damn, boy, tonight everybody want to act fucking difficult.
Or is it just you?
No, it's you getting on my damn nerves. That's what it is.
Oh,
my God. That's what I do.
I'm going to bust your damn head when I see you. I'm not playing.
There ain't going to be no more cabs than Father Tab show. It's going to be Father Tab.
Yeah, me and Jeff are assaulting battery on your ass.
I'm tired.
That's all right, dog. I'll smuggle you a cell phone in there, man, so you don't miss no shows.
He ain't gonna have no teeth.
You gonna get it in there?
I'm knocking out all
them
them
in there, man. My brother got one and he locked up.
Everybody got a cell phone in there.
Right.
For criminals. Criminals.
Right. See, I talked to my brother more in jail than I did when he was on the goddamn street.
You can
right.
say that shit again.
Just call me up. Hey, what you doing? How the fuck are you calling me? This ain't collect, is it?
Motherfuckers be all on Facebook and shit.
Lock
free
me. Free me 2013. That's
I
horrible.
Told you, man. Them motherfuckers take the coolest damn pictures.
Mm-hmm. Hey, tell my baby mama to answer the phone and stop bullshitting. I'm hitting my ass up. She don't know this number.
Right. All right. What's your baby mama number again? Yeah. Okay. No, for real, man. When my boy was locked up, he hooked me up with more women than he ever did when he was out on the street. He'd be like, hey, dog. He'd be like, hey, dog, call this number for them. Then call it back once we hang up. I'm like, is you serious? Man, motherfucker was paying that motherfucker like $10 or whatever they was paying him just so he'd call somebody for him.
Big business in jail. Cell phone is big business in jail. Cause I know my brother owed me plenty of money. Get this motherfucker, what they call that shit, that money pack shit. Buy the money pack, I'll pay you when I get out.
I done writing all this shit down.
You know I'm good for it.
Shit, you in there making $20 a call? I'm writing all this shit down. I don't know how many minutes they get. But, I go get them fucking money packs every week for his ass, man. Like, how the fuck are you running out of all these motherfucking minutes? Who the fuck are you calling? You ain't calling nobody but me and mom?
Phone mm-hmm. sex. They having phone sex.
What the fuck is
going on? I want all my money back.
I just told you what's going to happen. I beat your meat section. Session.
Well, I don't know. I know he let people use the phone and he charge them. I don't know how much he charged.
Now, I'm telling you, that's what he used to do. He'll charge them like $10, and he'd be like, hey, now, why don't you call this number for me? But then he'll be like, "But hey, why don't you write the number down and keep it so when I call you, call the number back for me." I'm like, this dude is crazy.
That's too much.
That's big business.
Hey, I guess you figure when you locked up and they ain't motherfucking telling you stories about pussy shit, hey, shit. Well, let me call her. Let me see what she's really working with.
Trifling.
Hey, I'm about to get up off here. My mama just got into town. I'm going to spend a little time with her when she get back to this road. I'm going to holler at y'all next week.
Yeah. All right, Don.
All right, y'all. Big peace.
Peace. Bye.
All right, y'all. We're gonna go into a little quick songy song. Let me see what I got on here for y'all today.
Songy song.
Let's go with this. Let's go with this.
Sierra.
Dessert.
Like Lex sitting on 28, no, you can't get her if you ain't got plenty cake. ATL Georgia, booties look like this size, 23 waist, pretty face, big size.
Into it, I market it.
feeling like a roller coaster. Soon as I get her to the top, she screams. I put her out like a light, she'll be out for the night. Soon as I hit her, hit the pillow, squeeze. Wake her up about 30 minutes later, call her me the Terminator. Let's go again. Red zone, I'ma get a first down. Call me Luda Drew Brees, I throw it in. Touchdown, he scored. Ludacris the MVP. With a rack like that and a back like that, CC better CC me. Cause them legs just keep on going. So I got up, put it up, babe. Let the 808 thump and the beat go bump. Cause you ride it like a thoroughbred.
Get on top and just, you know, just go up and down.
You talking about,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Let me ride you. You gotta know what you're doing.
Get the professional dick benders and shit. Thinking
that
damn
shit will hurt.
I think it's a hard one.
What's that, dog?
I said, yeah, you got motherfuckers that will put your ass in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
You know, you're too goddamn heavy.
You can be heavy as hell. It's all about it's what you're doing, how you're doing it, and what you work with. You got to know
right,
you.
Exactly.
It's and your awesome. Victim.
Yeah,
I know. You,
you
could be 500 pounds. Shit. I'm saying it don't got really nothing to do with the weight. Trust me. I just seen a little bitch fuck up and a big bitch fuck up. I be watching. Yeah, I do.
If you 500 pounds, I hope you know what you're doing.
Better know what you're doing. Somebody gonna come. Don't wake up dead.
Right, you come down too hard. Yeah. Ribs is broke. Pelvis is broke.
Ain't nobody insured.
Anybody ever see that show, A Thousand Ways to Die?
Yep, I've seen that.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
He
was a, no, the dude, he was a fatty chaser, and he liked big women. He was a salesperson. And, you know what I'm saying, he hit the mother load one day. He got on top of him, and she climbed that and passed out on top of him, and he died.
He couldn't get, he couldn't push her off of him, and he,
right.
She smothered him.
Yeah.
I got a big ass up off me.
he was a little guy, but he liked big women. And she passed out. Probably had the climax, and I don't know how long that bitch climax.
Get fucked up, that plan.
Oh, they got a big ass up off me.
I'd have shot the shit out of her.
I'd have been biting, scratching, clawing. I'd have been fighting. Sit up. Get off me. Your ass right on her temple. Get your ass off me.
Oh my god.
Poor baby. He was
squirming
and shit.
Poor fucker. And he probably was cheating and shit. That's the way to die, bro. Little nasty motherfucker. Get fucked in that trash.
That's a horrible way to die.
That is a terrible way to die. Yes, what you gonna tell your kids? What they gonna tell your kids?
But you know how
I said, man, I heard your brother died. How'd he die?
Huh?
He went out with a bang, goddamn it.
Literally.
Right. And you know her titties was probably enormous. That was the same problem.
Everything
he
about
probably
her
was
straight.
Trying to get her up. She probably was sweating this shit. Every time he tried to push her up, she was sliding. Shit, that
folks. I would have got up off me. She would have came up off me. I would have got up off me.
He should have been on top. You don't let a woman that's three times your weight get on top of you. You crazy.
Okay.
No,
baby. Ass up off me.
I'm going to hit that from the back tonight. Fuck that. I'm not, you're not going to be able to get on top of me.
Man, I would have been a fly on the wall to see that shit right there.
I mean, what the fuck? He weighed 90 pounds?
He was a little guy. She was big. She was about 450, 500 pounds. She was a large woman.
She was
a big woman. And that
was the biggest.
And
that probably was a
hair. He was probably about a buck 50, soaking wet, or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He was a little dude.
He
liked big women. He didn't know that she had some type of disorder where when she climbed back, she passed out. He didn't know that. They were strangers. He busted that back out.
That's that bullshit. Let me call my brother. He a little nigga, too.
I don't want to die like that. I can imagine what he was thinking when he was up under the bottom.
Down!
I bet he looked fucked up in that casket. If I had to break his little arms. He had to break his little arms and shit. Oh, shit, that is not my daddy.
Why does he look so deflated?
Oh, shit. Eddie lost the arm.
You know what, fuck that. We just don't cremate him. I'm sorry, I just don't have to spray his
hands. You laying in the casket with jazz hands. I'm trying to push my big ass up.
Hell no.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord.
That's fucked up. Not that. That's fucked up.
Oh, Lord. No, he was trying to pick that, push that girl out.
Could you imagine the pain that was? Could you imagine the pain that was expressed across his face?
Right. Horrified.
I would love to see her face when she woke up and realized he was dead.
Exactly.
Okay.
First thing she tried to do.
I wonder what the song made her fucking to. Oh God.
I had another one bites the dust playing in the back.
I mean,
how could she explain that? I charge her ass with murder.
Yeah.
I knew you had this disorder. You can't get on top of a motherfucker with a disorder like that.
Bitch, why you on top of him anyway?
Right.
He got, mommy issues, something, shit.
That motherfucker got heart. He must have held a file with an insurance policy.
Now, he
know,
had heart.
I see a lot of little bitty men with big women.
Oh, yeah, because they'd be the ones packing them. Excuse me, baby. That'd be the ones be playing them. They got them big, tall, thick foes with that goddamn snoppage between their lips. Oh, I heard. Just say that. Oh, God. I'm going to get in trouble.
I'm going to start watching the show. If they showing shit like that, I want to see that shit.
Oh, well, then you know the one that was a chick that she was in her garden, and she liked to cook with cucumbers. She picked up a cucumber or whatever. She took it in the house, and she was, you know, expressing herself with the cucumber, but she didn't completely shave the cucumber, you know, she didn't get all the skin off the rind or whatever. And motherfucking she pushed it inside of herself and she killed herself.
Stupid bitch.
Whatever it was something on the cucumber and it cut her vagina in a fucked up place and it killed her. She bled to death.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a crazy show. I love that show.
The fucked up part is that she seen that motherfucker and she just instantly got hot, like, oh, look at the size of this motherfucker. She did.
That's crazy.
And then it was about the one chick, she was practicing her belly dancing. And, you know, they use scarves or whatever, you know, to accent their dancing. And she wrapped that scarf around her head, but she had the ceiling fan on so she could stay cool. And she fucking hung herself. She damn near decapitated herself. She flung that scarf up, and it got hooked on the fan, and, yeah, there she went.
How about the guy who was, he was doing acid and thought he could swim, and he dove into an empty pool and died.
What about the dude that wrapped himself in the In the waterbed mattress, he made like a fish suit out of it or whatever. He wrapped himself up in that motherfucker and went and he was trying to get to the water because he thought he was a fish. He was trying to get to the water and passed out before he got there.
This is real people doing this shit.
The two dudes that was fucking tweakers and they went out and decided to lick a, they heard if you lick a frog's ass, you get
high, and they fucked around
and it was the wrong kind of frog.
Well, they got thought to be high because them motherfuckers never came back.
They sure
did.
Oh, my
God.
I ain't never watched that shit.
Oh, man.
You need to watch it. It'll trip you out.
It really will.
I never seen a bad one. They all good. I seen the guy when he put the lava lamp and all kind of knives and cleaning products in the microwave, and he's so blow, he just standing there watching it. And as soon as it stopped, that shit just blew up. Everything went in his face, and he just died. I'm like, man, why is he in front of the damn microwave? That shit blew up and killed him instantly. A lava lamp, though? You can't be that high.
But the voyeur, remember the voyeur? He was a voyeur. He was watching the chick get naked, and she had put a board or a stick or something in her window to keep herself cool or whatever, and he got a little too close to the window and fucked the window, smashed his torso. Hey, you got, he was a peeping Tom, and he, yeah, I bet she think twice before she opened her window and start getting naked again.
Oh, my God.
That show is good.
That shit sound crazy. That shit sound crazy than a motherfucker.
It was another one.
I'm gonna watch.
They were trying to get off, and they fucked each other up. I can't remember exactly what happened, but, yeah, they was trying to get it in, and something happened, and they both died. It was crazy. Mm.
That shit sound crazy than a motherfucker.
Watch that shit good.
What you say?
And these is real people, real cases.
Yeah.
They protect, you know, everybody's names or whatever, and it's all reenacted, but the deaths are actual deaths.
Right.
People actually died like that.
I want to see the one with the motherfuckers licking the frog's ass. How dumb can you be?
They were so silly. These dudes was stealing cacti. You know, it's against the law. They went out to the desert and was trying to steal the cactus, and fucking the cactus pricked them or something, and it was deadly, and they died. It was crazy.
Yeah,
who does that anyway? I have my mom.
You get the crib like, shit, 1,000 ways to die about to come on. Everybody got to be quiet.
Yeah, that and fucking The Ultimate Warrior. I like that show.
Damn.
Huh?
You said The Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, you never watched Ultimate Warrior?
The only Ultimate Warrior I know is the wrestler.
Nah, it's a show where they take two completely different kinds of, like, cultures of people. Like, they'll take Irish soldiers.
Yeah, I used to watch that.
The world's most deadliest warrior.
Deadliest warrior, that's what I meant. Not Ultimate Warrior.
I'm saying, the Ultimate Warrior, I see him run down to the ring with paint on his face.
Yeah, you're right. Deadliest warrior, yeah.
He always got to correct something, I'm sorry.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Damn.
I wasn't even talking to you.
Y'all know the Game of Thrones started, right? Thrones, brother. I don't know if y'all watched that shit. You know the sun's about to start up too, dog.
September, ain't it?
So. Let me wish, man. Let me wish. A couple more months, man. Soon be back on.
Let's see how much more power Slate got. How much longer.
I love the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, I'm pretty sure you'll never want to wear your colors no more.
No, I retired them motherfuckers, man. The motherfucker spooked the fuck out of me, dog. I looked up like, whoa. Like, man, dude, it's just a radio show, man. It ain't nothing real. He's like, man, you got that Minnesota on there, like you claiming Minnesota. No, man.
Well,
like that,
for y'all that don't know, Father Time went and got a vest made, and I mean, it was a nice vest with the logo and everything on there. You know, the Sin City Radio logo and everything. But he made it look more like a biker's jacket. Like, you know, like he was a Sin City disciple or some shit like that. So he made it look like this biker's jacket. You know, a la Sons of Anarchy. He gonna get this vest made and some real bikers rolled up on him.
Sure did.
What happened?
I was up. Me and Mother Nature went to Denny's. We went to Denny's for breakfast. You know, I had my vest on, and it was two biker dudes there. You know, I walked in and everything. You know, we sat down and shit. And, you know, they walked past me, went outside. And you know, you can look out the window. I'm watching them. You know, they sitting there talking on the phone. And shit, one of them motherfuckers walked back in and walked up to the table and was like, yo, what's up? I'm like, what's up, man? He was like, yeah, that's some nice colors. I said, thanks, man. He was like, you claiming Minnesota? I'm like, huh? I said, man, it's just a radio show, man. He's like, yeah, but you got Minnesota on your best. You got it on 11. I'm like, well, it's just a radio show, man. I don't mean no harm, bro. I looked up, all his boys been rolled up.
Dang, oh, my God.
I'm scared. They like,
oh,
they thought I was a new motorcycle gang or something, man. Man,
wow.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I was scared of the motherfucker, man. I'm like, dude, it's just
like
a radio show, man.
I just started pulling out credentials. No, man, look. I just grabbed my phone, man, look.
Oh,
see, the thing was, what they had a problem was, it had Sin City, and you know, Sin City is an actual motorcycle gang in Gary, Sin City Disciples. So they looked at the Sin City and thought, you know what I'm saying, it's the Sin City Disciples trying to come to Minnesota or some shit. I'm like, dude, it's a radio show, man. Look, it says producer. You know, I got the radio show number. You can call the number. It's a radio show.
Oh, shit.
Man, I stopped wearing it. I ain't wore that motherfucker since that day.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I can't
wait.
Hell
no. But the dude told me, he said, man, you'll be all right. Just take the Minnesota part off because it looked like you're trying to claim a territory. So he said, I'm all right. Just take the Minnesota part off.
You was on that nigga's purse and he didn't like it.
Oh, man, that motherfucker spooked the fuck out of me.
That motherfucker fucking called me like, hey, man, you think we... He's like, can we still get a Sin City? I'm like, Sin City what? He like, Disciples, what y'all gonna part of that? I'm like, man, we can't get in that shit no more. That motherfucker's dead. What you talking about?
Man, that motherfucker's probably going deep, man. She was scared of the motherfucker. I was scared. I'm like, man, dude, it's just a radio show, man. You can call the number, man. He was like, just take the Minnesota off and you'll be all right.
Hey, man, I told you they take that shit seriously.
But you could go somewhere else,
man.
And they probably just don't want to see it, period. They don't like Minnesota.
Well, no,
you go to another
place. He said you're okay as long as you don't have a state on there at the bottom. You know, they call that the rocker. He said, as long as you don't have a state as the rocker, you okay? Because if you put a state on there, it's like you claiming territory. So I was like, all right, I took that Minnesota shit off of there quick as hell.
I know you
that motherfucking address.
And if you give me a shark.
The fuck out of me.
Not a
I mean, hey, man, this is like Sons of Anarchy, dog. They was backing their bikes up in front of the Denny's and shit.
Oh, my
like,
God,
man.
Fuck out.
And it was scary, man. I ain't going to even lie. It was very, it was fucking scary as hell. I mean, I ain't
man,
no punk, but that shit spooked the fuck out of me. I wasn't
I
expecting that.
Hey, Father Time.
He like, just take it off, take it off, just take it off. I ain't taking my shit off, man.
Father Time folded up that vest so motherfucking tight, y'all thought it was a wallet.
Man, I was like, yes, sir, no, sir, man. Them motherfuckers started bagging up and shit, man. You know how they bag their bikes up and shit? I'm like, I looked out the window, man. It was a bunch of them motherfuckers out there.
Okay.
I said, I'm cool, man. It's just a radio show.
I want to clean.
Ask your daddy.
You
get out my face. Come on.
Okay.
Go ask him.
Yeah, that shit spooked the fuck out of me. The next one I got made, I changed all that shit up.
Have y'all seen that YouTube thing on how not to get shot?
How not to get shot?
How not to get shot? Look it up. That shit is retarded. You can tell this boy you got to act gay if you don't want to get shot. You got to watch it to see it, though. It was funny. And what's another one? Oh, yeah, the lottery ticket prank gone bad. That shit is hilarious. Watch it. I'm trying to see if I can upload it.
Yeah, put it on the site.
He want to play the game. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, okay.
I know that Magic Johnson shit is hot as hell right now. Everybody talking about the Magic Johnson with his son.
Yeah.
Did y'all see that picture?
Well, fuck me up. They had Magic Johnson on that donating blood. Yeah, I'm like, what? Really?
What?
That's because he got a cure for that shit, man. That motherfucker's cured, dude. I'm telling you.
I wouldn't give a damn.
I'm sorry.
They had a cure. Shit. They got a cure to all that shit. It's all about that money they get for that medicine. Shit.
That's just one I'm not going to gamble. I'm not going to gamble with Magic.
I wouldn't fuck with his blood.
Only blood we got left is Magic Johnson. I'll be back.
I'll take my chance.
He might have been doing it just for, just to get the word out there, like, you know, donate blood. But I'm pretty sure they ain't using shit. You know, he might be the spokesperson for, you know, donating blood or some shit. But I don't think he got the shit no more, man.
If people are smart, tell him to donate some damn medicine to cure people from the shit. That's what you do. Give up a couple of your prescriptions. Look, here's your ass. Go on, choke
blood. They got a cure for him.
Hell yeah, they got a cure for
him. That been living strong for like 30 years now, man.
Shit, since my elbow, he never looked sick.
Never looked sick, neither.
That's what money do.
Yeah, it might have been a hoax. He might not never even had it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just to bring, you know, to bring eyes to, you know, AIDS, he might have just came, you know. Be like, all right, well, we want you to say you got it because, you know, you got all these people looking at you, following you and everything. And,
I don't think nobody's going to just do that.
Yeah, you're going to have to come up with something else there, brother. I'm sorry.
I mean, that could be another theory. You know, because if they they did it to Jordan shit, and that really wasn't that important after a while.
I mean, goddamn.
Okay, let's think about it. Let's think about it like this. Think about we talk, it's age, right? You're going to lose weight. You know, you're going to be looking sick. Magic didn't get bigger. This motherfucker bigger than he was when he first said he had it.
Because his bank account big, shit. That's why.
They got a cure for that shit, man. Either he never had it or he fucking cured.
He never got it,
and neither did the baby. So y'all tell me. I don't know.
He's
the only one. He ain't even the only one that got cured from that shit, you know, supposedly, anyway. That's why they got medicine for that shit. You know, they got a cure for that, but, you know, they could tell us whatever they want. We don't know.
Shit. I think they got a cure for it. If you got enough money, I guess.
For cancer, too.
Easy didn't have enough money. You know, he ain't have Magic Johnson type money.
He had full-blown AIDS, and, you know, he probably was still being trifling, one taking the medicine, drinking, smoking.
They were just ready to get rid of his ass. You done came out with this nigga for attitude. Oh, we got something for your ass. Goodbye. They wanted to get rid of his ass.
Mm-hmm. I think if you got enough money, man, you can get a cure for anything. If you got enough money.
If they don't like you, you got to be well liked to get that cure.
Well, I think Magic got the cure, dog.
Hell yeah, they like Magic. White people. Magic is a gold mine for white people. Now, Easy, hell no. I ain't fucking with you, bro. You on your own. Mr. Fuck the Police, huh? You got your ass now.
But they sure got him. I mean, he did have the full blown, but he had to know he had the virus before it went full blown.
Well, now
that nigga had seven children. I want to know if any of them got infected.
Now, I mean, because there's a lot of people came out after the fact and said, yeah, you know, because when he first died, they was like, well, damn, it's just like it hit him all of a sudden. But a lot of people came out after the fact like, yeah, he knew he had it. He knew he had it the whole time.
He knew he had that shit. They yeah, like, you know, he don't know what went on in his little head. He probably loped out, shit.
But think about this, man. Think about Dre, Ren, and Yell and all them, man. Think about how many females they done shared.
Right.
You said he was the first one to go. As soon as he heard it, he ran and got tested. Like, wait, man, I know I done been in the room with that motherfucker.
They was fucking each other. Shit.
What?
Huh? They probably was screwing each other. Shit. You never know. Don't be creepy ass.
Damn, boy. You just don't put nothing past people.
Shit. Why would they? Did y'all
read about that recent dude somewhere in Ohio or somewhere where he was intentional? He knew he was infected. He was intentionally going around infecting all the people that he could.
Yeah, I read about that. And he ain't the first one. So.
No, he's not. He's not the first motherfucker to do some dumb shit like
Hell
that.
Nah. And just think, uh-huh. These the people that they caught up with. Shit, think about the people that's doing it that ain't, you know, ain't being caught. Some crazy people out here. Nothing surprising.
Dirty motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
Dirty motherfuckers out here. That's some foul
that's
ass shit
never,
to pass on to a motherfucker when you know you got it. That's some foul ass. That's murder.
That's why you'll never catch me making love in the club. I'm good. I want to make love in this club. Fuck that shit. No, I'm straight.
That's a bullshit. Somebody put on a World Star. Motherfuckers was fucking at the football game. Did you see that shit?
Hey, with what?
They was fucking at the football game.
They were fucking
at the football game in the stands.
Oh, you talking about that girl? I saw that.
You saw that?
Well, hell, I saw that little girl going ratting. Yeah. Backwards, wasn't she?
At the football game.
At the football game. People looking like, what the hell? It was a little black girl, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shit, I looked out the window when I was working as a teacher, right? And this girl was getting screwed outside and while this damn stands. I look right out there. She bent over like it wasn't nothing. Getting her little self tapped. I told her, I seen you think she gave a fuck? Nope. Who am I to say something? Carry on, shit. Carry on.
That would surprise me if I'm at the game and these motherfuckers on side of me just start fucking. What the fuck? I ain't come here to see this shit.
That didn't even look good doing it.
Mm-hmm. It was just started straight fucking in front of everybody. Like it was like a porno. Like, and you know these motherfuckers are the extras. I mean, they started fucking.
Mm-hmm. You said what?
Football game.
Hell, I would have looked at it as an added attraction. Fuck it, hey. Hot dog over here.
Somebody recorded it.
Yeah, I'd have recorded it.
Somebody sure recorded it.
Put that shit right on World Star. Shit would have been right on SinCityRadio.name.com. Look at what I seen at the game.
You know, I don't even know who won the game.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I wouldn't even pay attention to the game no more. Look at here.
It didn't even look worth looking at, though. You would look at it, but then you would be over it.
What they say is like a train wreck. You know it looks fucked up, but you just can't turn your head.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Also saw somebody recorded this dude whooping his kids. With extension cord. You see that shit?
Yeah.
He was beating the hell out their ass.
I posted that one. Yeah, he shut up. That was so funny. He was tearing their ass up. They lucky. They had their clothes on. Hell yeah. I'd have been hollering too.
You know somebody going to turn his ass in. Somebody going to turn that motherfucker in. Be.
You could tell me. You could tell he was hurt, shit. He just got through him just through the damn court. I was like, oh, and it pissed daddy off.
That's just like that dumbass motherfucker that took the picture with all the money and owed the child support, and he came and got his ass. Did y'all see that shit?
That's just not smart, is it? That's just not smart.
He got all this money around him and owed child support, and they came and got his ass.
Good. They shut up.
That shit was on the news. They came and got that motherfucker. I mean, he got rolls of hundreds everywhere.
Oh, what about?
I don't know where he got all.
What about the chick that hit $4 million on the lottery and was still collecting state benefits? She's still getting food stamps and shit.
Motherfuckers, Flav was doing that shit. Old Dirty Bastard was doing that shit.
It ain't nothing like bad food. It ain't nothing like bad food with food stamps. It's like,
you can't
buy food with cash. I don't know what it is. It's just not the same.
Right. Why spend the cash if you got the stamps?
Yeah, but come on, man. You got $4 million. $4 million. You gonna blow your chances just to get the motherfucker. What is it, $2.29 in stamps? Come on, man.
Hey, I'm just saying, if you got the stamps, why use the cash? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm saying that. $4 billion, you better go to jail for $229 in stamps.
Court fees for the $2 million.
That's what a dumbass gets. My old man used to work for the department, he's to be a caseworker where, saying people can get food stamps or whatever. And he said this white lady came in one day. Her husband had lost his job literally 7 days ago. Like, he just got fired, laid off, or terminated, however it worked out. But the lady was there to see if they could get Medicaid and food stamps. So he goes through her paperwork and whatnot, and on a list of, all the assets and shit she got, this bitch got two motorcycles. They had a boat and a fucking RV, and they had $10,000 in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, bitch, are you seriously down here trying to get motherfucking benefits? Your husband is 7 days out of work, and you got, you got two motorcycles and a motherfucking boat, an RV. You better go pop some of that shit off. No, your shit is denied, declined.
Well, you know what he fucked up at? He should have took a dollar out of his account. they can't fuck with you at anything at $9,999. You couldn't fuck with him. All you have to do is take a dollar out of his account.
Wow.
Yeah, anything over $10,000, they got to report it.
Yeah.
Right.
But seriously, you trying to get
food put all that shit on the application. I wouldn't have put none of that shit down. I would have told the motherfuckers, well, guys, shit. I mean, why, if you're trying to get help from the state, why would you tell the motherfuckers you got motorcycles and boats? They ain't going to help you.
And you got a bank account that got 10 G's in it. Wow, there's somebody out here living on the street.
I wouldn't have put none of that shit on my application. Man, I don't got shit.
Well, $4 million.
That's why I'm down here.
Come on. $4 million, and you went down there trying to get. You still getting stamps?
Well, maybe she forgot.
Oh, man, she forgot to report it.
She was probably excited. She got $4 million. That's the last thing on her mind was telling the state about some goddamn food stamps. She got $4 million.
Yeah, but hold on.
If you got $4 million, that should have slipped your mind too.
She knew when she was getting them stamps every month.
She just forgot to tell him.
She just said, I'm just not going to recertify, that's all. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just going to let it run until the next research, huh?
Yeah, I'm just going to let it run until it's time to go recertify.
Because you don't have to report this million.
You know, that's fucked up.
She went to jail for it? Or did they just make her pay it back?
So now she can't spend none of that $4 million for them $229.
Damn,
right,
they took her millions?
No, I'm saying you can't spend them in jail.
You know, her family
books.
Done tricked that motherfucker money.
Oh.
He gonna get out and they gonna be shit left.
I mean,
I didn't go to jail. And she ain't gonna be able to qualify for food stamps no more.
I wonder why they charge her, because I didn't go to jail. Usually your first offense, they just make you pay it back.
Well, we don't know if this was her first offense.
Well,
hold on for a second. Hold on a second. So you have welfare fraud?
Oh, back in the day, yes.
Well, so you was getting food stamps and working or something? How did it work?
I was working two jobs, getting money and food stamps, and I had a man that was working.
See, dog, see, she just forgot to report it, just like a chick with the 4 years. It just slipped her mind.
She ain't forget to do a damn thing.
I ain't forget shit. That's why I ain't even gonna say that. I ain't forget shit. I just fucking didn't.
Well, how many months, though? How many months before they caught you?
I was doing that for years.
God damn, how much you had to pay back?
I didn't have to pay all of that because they didn't find out too much. I had to pay back. It might have been, but you know, they took it out of my next year's tax check, and I still had some taxes left. But I think it was about probably 2 G's or something.
And now, can you ever sign up again, or are you like forever banned?
Well, I was only banned for like I think it's like 6 months, and then you know, then it's off your record.
Oh, that's cool. At least it ain't no lifetime. I thought once you commit fraud, they say you can never get help again.
No, it's like an offense system. Usually like your first offense or second offense, and, you know, it's different.
Hey, that'd be fucked up as soon as that 6 months back. I'm back, bitches. Give me my shit. Like, you seriously throw your face back up in here? Yeah, motherfucker, yeah, I need that. You know the saying? Remember back in the day? Hey, the fact that we know so much about this shit is crazy.
Hey, man, I used to get $200 a month in food stamps, dude. That shit was lovely. I never went home.
I ain't never got no food stamps, but boy, I guarantee you, if I ever had to walk in, I promise myself, dog, I would never walk into that motherfucker, man. That was like the most embarrassing shit I could ever. You know when you little, man, then somebody, and not dawning on me that this motherfucker, he was in there with his mama too, but he got back to school first. Oh, man. Kaz's mama was in the food stamp line with Kaz in the line with him. So, it never dawned on me that, well, what the fuck was you doing there? Oh, man, I heard that shit for so long. Then, bad enough, I stayed in the project. I was the only kid that went to Chase School that stayed in the project. So, they already said I had roaches. Then the motherfucker gonna say I was in the welfare line. Dog, I promised myself you would never catch me in that motherfucker. I will go back to selling dope before I ever go back in that goddamn line again.
Yeah, I said the same thing, man, until I got hungry. I said, fuck that. I'm going right back up there, give me some food stamps. Fuck that. I'm hungry.
And give me my block of cheese.
Oh, no.
I mean, that was the best cheese in the world. I don't care what nobody said.
That was the best motherfucking cheese ever.
That cheese didn't even melt.
You
ever tried to make a grilled cheese sandwich with
that
cheese?
Remember that thick ass cheese on the grilled cheese? It never melted.
It should never melt.
It tastes so good because you got that big chunk of butter too, boy.
Y'all didn't know how to cut, y'all. See, I got to.
Exactly.
I started using a cheese grater with mine.
Yeah,
just like that motherfucker off there. No, trust me.
Hey, remember the store down the street, dog, started trying to sell the cheese? We was like, motherfucker, you can't sell this. Government cheese.
Right.
Them motherfuckers would get blocked to that shit and try to sell it to us.
I know that shit never fucking melted, man. You can put that shit in the oven for an hour. That motherfucker still ain't gonna melt.
Bullshit, man. That shit made some of the best macaroni. That shit made some of the best macaroni and cheese you ever tasted.
Hell yeah. But they could get that pizza butter, though. Y'all remember that big grace?
That
great
peanut
butter
section, like they just dumped salt all in that shit. That was the worst peanut butter.
That shit was terrible.
Oh, man, you biting that shit, you be like, this ain't no Skippy or Jif. The fuck is this?
I'll just take jelly, Mama. I don't even want that.
Right. I just give you get jelly stuff.
That shit was all oily and shit. You open it up and you pouring oil off of it. I think this is what peanut butter is supposed to do.
You're supposed to mix that shit up first. Because all the oil
yeah,
is right at the top.
You're supposed to leave that shit in the pantry. That's what you're supposed to do with it.
All right. You had to cut that shit like you was cutting dope.
Really?
Well, bacon powder or something. That shit. I had to go in that shit, man. That shit was horrible.
Well, shit, when I was getting food sales, boy, I was on. I was inviting motherfuckers over for dinner and shit. Come on over, man. Shit, I'm a cook. I just got my stamps today. Got my shit on the 10th of every month. Soon as they find out I got a job, they cut that shit off.
I really hate to bring this up, but I had thought about it. We had talked about the worst roach story. I don't know why I thought about it, but... We stay in Concord, and my mama had got some ovens from, like, her great auntie or somebody. She was, you know, she couldn't do nothing with it no more, and she gave it to us or whatever. And so we brought the oven home, and everything was all good. Mama happened to make some chili this one particular day, and I've been outside or whatever, and I came in the house. Mama, like, I'm here, look in the oven, get you a bowl of chili. Man, I opened that motherfucking oven. And they just came pouring out the... I passed the fuck out. I remember that shit. If I could just... I was just about to open that oven, and they just came crawling out that bitch. I hit the floor. Oh, God. My mom was like, oh, my baby. Yeah, you got to get rid of this motherfucker. We don't need this. I'm shit. It took me years before I ever ate chili again.
Once you get them, it's hard to get rid of them. When you see one, it's over. They down.
That was the worst.
They chilling. Because the motherfuckers lay eggs like it ain't shit. We used to catch them motherfuckers, put them in the freezer, take the motherfuckers out. They would thaw out and start running. I ain't lying. Them motherfuckers would thaw out.
Freezer. Don't tell nobody else.
I bet you your mama didn't know you did that shit.
I don't know shit, man. Me and Reggie used to do that shit all the time, man. See how long we keep them in there before they die? Put your bitches in a little plastic cup, and we would take it out and pour them out. You know, they'd be froze solid. Come back,
and
the motherfucker's gone.
And the fact that I just used to eat at your house, you just really fucked me up.
Don't tell nobody else.
Man.
It might have been
right.
One of the other roaches came and got it.
Right.
Might have been, but that motherfucker was gone. They was gone. We left them on the dresser. Come back, those bitches was gone. There were two of them.
Yeah.
Like, they lived through the motherfucker. We can't even freeze them to death. The motherfuckers are tough.
Nah, the other ones wanted you to believe that. So you will remember.
Right. They playing tricks on
to this day, I don't think the motherfuckers can die unless you step on them. You don't squish them, them motherfuckers gonna get up and walk away. Them two motherfuckers disappeared.
Yeah, some of them motherfuckers, you gotta hit them. You gotta double tap their ass.
Drop a phone book on that bitch.
Yeah, that one ain't gonna get it. You gotta double tap them motherfuckers. Tap tap. Damn. Get him that one time, that motherfucker keep moving. You'd be like, son of a bitch.
Nigga, come harder. I just said, nigga, come harder.
Right. Motherfucker, I'm gangster.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Growing up in the projects, like, you go to other motherfuckers' cribs, you know how people, you know, they see roaches, they get embarrassed. Like, you invite somebody over, and, you know, motherfucker roach crawling on the wall. Motherfuckers didn't give a fuck about that shit. Everybody had them. Well, you just get up, kill that motherfucker, and keep talking.
I mean, yeah, but everybody's house wasn't infested.
Well, I'm not saying infested.
I know what y'all
problem. But I'm saying everybody had them.
Yeah, because y'all stayed next door to Maxine them, and that motherfucker was told to fuck up. That's why y'all could never get rid of them.
Man, we could never get rid of them motherfuckers, man.
Y'all, look who y'all stayed next door to. Shit.
Well, shit, they spray their crib just like they spray our crib. Them motherfuckers was immune to that shit.
Man, it was too many of them motherfuckers to catch. You couldn't catch all them motherfuckers. I used to be at... I go in their crib like, God, what color is y'all room, brown? Oh, no, it's just all the roaches on the wall.
I remember when I stayed in this, I don't know, whatever, but the chick that lived next door to me, she was real uncouth. I mean, type bitch that she, like, they didn't wear shoes. The only time I ever saw that bitch in shoes is when it was winter. And her kids. She had, like, four kids. The kids would always be outside just barefoot, you know what I'm saying? So they got put out the crib or whatever, and I got cool with the owner. You know, he fixed up the unit himself. It was his crib, and he didn't hire nobody. You know, he did all the repairs and shit. So he was like, come in and see, you know what I'm saying, what I have to contend with. So I go in, man, and her stairs. They were wood stairs, right? They were wood on the outside, but the middle of the stairs, it was pitch fucking black from, you know what I'm saying, from them tracing up and down the stairs and being barefoot all day. Man, I went upstairs, the kids had permanent marker all over the wall. It smelled like piss in there. Dude said the roaches were so bad, he said he had to go and get prescription roach shit. In order to, you know what I'm saying, he had to rip the carpet up and go, like, you know, in the concrete and shit in order to get rid of them. I was like, man, thank God we had concrete walls. That was, like, the only thing that protected our crib, you know what I'm saying, from they shit. But it was disgusting. That bitch was trifling. Maybe it goes to show you just never know who you're living next door to sometimes.
You know, you don't. That's why I don't know none of my neighbors. Y'all stay over there, we gonna stay over here.
So we'll stay high.
We ain't got no sugar. Don't be knocking on my door asking for shit. None of that bullshit. I'll knock on y'all though. Don't knock on mine. You can't get to know motherfuckers nowadays, man. Motherfuckers be borrowing shit, never returning it. Where the fucking lawnmower at? Oh, you let Joe next door use a lawnmower last summer. Motherfucker never brought my shit back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I must admit, though, since I've been in Minnesota, I ain't seen no roaches. I don't know if Minnesota got roaches.
It's well fucking cold.
Yeah, probably.
Like, fuck this.
Yeah, we going across the border. We going to Canada. This shit is just too much.
At least they got a reason in Canada, huh?
That might be it. That might be. You rarely hear about a roach story in Minnesota. You don't hear about that shit. It probably is too cold for the motherfuckers.
Motherfucker, go outside that goddamn snowy. Oh, fuck this.
That is not true. Oh, that is not shit. True. That is not true. I was at a nail shop up here and seeing a roach crawl out this woman's purse and crawl on the floor. Ew. On her purse.
She's yes. From West Coast.
I have not been back to that nail
shop. She said she came from West Coast. She said she came from West Coast.
I don't know.
She came from West Coast.
I know. That's crazy.
I don't know where she came from, but that was nasty.
Did you say something to her?
Did anybody
what
say
you
something
to say? You lost a roast? What
I'm just saying. I mean, nobody never shot to hey, lady, the roast came out your purse.
Girl, your pet then jumped out of your purse.
You know, did anybody kill a roach or y'all just let that motherfucker crawl around? You know,
yeah.
I mean, if I'm at the barbershop getting my hair cut, I see a roach, I'm going to jump out the chair and step on. Hey, let the motherfucking roach in here. Step on the motherfucker and finish getting my hair cut.
I had to tell Ling Ling, I'll catch her later. Ling Ling, we done here. We done, Ling Ling. I'm done.
You know, them Asians was on it. They killed that motherfucker quick.
Hey, yeah.
Asian motherfuckers don't be bullshitting.
His ass, ew.
They start talking that language. Why y'all doing y'all? You see that motherfucker
that means,
back come out there and step on it.
That means put that bitch on the grill. I'm good. I don't want nothing in there.
Wow. They don't eat roaches.
You don't know what they eat.
You ain't never been
Vietnamese. You don't know what they eat.
Well, they probably ain't got no cats and dogs there, but I don't think they're eating roaches.
Mm.
That's pretty
you
bad.
Try roach on feet? You try roach on feet?
No, but did anybody kill a roach? That's all I want to know.
She's the woman say you
no,
lost
no,
the roach.
It was all the way across the room. I was sitting there talking on the phone and happened to see it crawling. You know how you see something moving out the corner of your eye?
And nobody killed the motherfucker. Huh? Just let that motherfucker run around.
I know shit. I got up and left.
I was trying
to take none home, so I got up and left. Like you said, well, there's one. It's a trap. So I wasn't even trying to sit and find out.
Yeah, Ling Ling, we done here. We done. I gotta go.
Right.
Hey, I tell y'all a funny story though.
Nail shop. I'm like, see this. We ain't going back.
Hey, I'll tell y'all a funny story. When we was little, my sister was asleep, and a roach crawled in her ear, and it got stuck, right? She started crying and shit, right? It was funny as hell because it was halfway, and you can see his little legs kicking and shit. She was crying. Oh, that shit was fucking hilarious. You could see it was halfway in and halfway out. And his little legs was kicking. He was trying to get out. It was so fucking funny. My mama had to take us to the hospital because, you know, we couldn't pull it out because, you know, it'll break in half.
Yeah.
So she had to go to the hospital. That shit was funny than a motherfucker. Dude, you should have saw Vitamin Man. She was crying like a motherfucker, dog. That shit was hilarious. That shit was so fucking funny, man. Cause that little roach was kicking his legs, dude. That shit was fucking funny as hell. I'll never forget that. That was hilarious.
I remember laying in bed one night, and the blanket that we had on top of it. Blanket that we had on our bed. I don't know what was in the pattern, but that nigga was knocked out cold, and this motherfucker jumped up out his goddamn sleep. Talking about his spider. What are you talking about? That's the pattern in the blanket. That one was standing on top of the bed. I'm like, oh my goodness, you are tripping.
Now, I can live with anything. As long as it ain't a snake, I don't do good with snakes. But I can live with anything except a fucking snake. Shit won't bother me. I don't do fucking snakes. Fuck
I'd rather
that.
Have some roaches. That's that.
Fuck that. I'd rather have roaches than snakes.
But you say, yeah, at least you know what the roaches are all about.
Well, at least they can't kill you. Fuck the snake will kill you. Think about it.
That
this has been a hell of a show, though. This is a hell of a show. This is one for the ages, boy. I mean, we just talked about roaches
y'all
for 15
about
minutes.
Everything.
We just talked about roaches
talked
for like
about
15
everything.
Minutes. Good gracious. 15 minutes, man, on roaches.
And it's after 11:30.
And everybody had a roach story. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody had a roach story. Everybody had a story about a roach. Say roaches are popular. Hmm. All right, man, we got to end this, man. I got to get ready. I got to hit the road in the morning. We got to end this month. Hey, I ain't up, man, so I don't know who's left.
I'm tired. I'm going to go with Liquor Store. Any last word?
Yes, of course, y'all. A lot of fun. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed you all, and I'll see y'all next week.
My brother, my sunshine. Okay.
No, I'm muted again because I'm in the laundromat.
Watch out for them roaches.
It's 38
night. Shut up.
You got any last word?
Shake your clothes out. Make sure no roaches in them.
Ain't no roaches in my damn clothes. I don't have a... But I told y'all, y'all talked about everything.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Janine, any last words?
It was good talking to y'all, of course, and I'll be on here next week.
Watch out for them roaches.
All right, dog, what's up? Any last words, man?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening on the internet. Y'all know how we do it, SinCityRadio.com. I'm going to be in Indiana this weekend.
Me too.
What's happening? You going to Indiana too this weekend?
Yep.
Where you going?
Where I'm going, because I'm from there.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, you know, I'm going for a funeral. I just want to make sure we ain't kin.
Oh,
you ain't going for no funeral, are you? Okay, all right. That means you ain't in my family. Whew. Thank you.
I don't know. I might be, though.
All right, right. Doc. Take us out of here.
SinCityRadio.com. Slick Mick, I see you. All right, now. I'll get up with y'all next week. Same bad time. Same bad time. Hey.